You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I know a lot of talented and creative people in this world, and the supporters they have are not always local, it's not always friends they physically have in life, and it's not always family. The supporters are in different states and different countries and different continents, and when I tell you they support them by giving feedback. They support them by showing up to their shows. They support them by buying their music or their merchandise or their clothing or supporting their business. They donate. They share their business. And sometimes the way strangers show up for you is so much more than the people who known you for 5 years, people who know you for 10 years, so people who known you all your life, and you're just like, how is somebody so far away that I never met showing up for me like this? It's barely family or friends or people who you see every day showing up for you. So if you grab a mirror and bring it super close, you see a lot of what's in that area, right? That's how some people who know you more see your passions and your effort. Sometimes your passions and your effort is so close that they can't see the bigger picture of what you're trying to do. They can't see the whole you. They can't see you past the friendship. They can't see you past the fact that you work at this business. They can't see you past the fact that you're my boyfriend or you're my girlfriend or you're my wife or you're my husband. Like, some people are so focused on what their relationship is with you, they forget the fact that you have passion for something else. They forget the fact that you have a business. They forget the fact that in order for you to stay afloat because you don't work a 9-to-5 like them, you have to show up at that business. You have to pay other people on payroll. Yes, you have your own business and you make your own money, quote unquote, but that doesn't mean you get to take a week off and be in the islands with them because they set up their PTO to be paid on the days off. When you're an entrepreneur, you have to work. You have to show up until you're physically making money in your sleep and you don't physically have to be there. Until you can pay people to be in a certain place so you physically don't have to be there. So sometimes strangers have a bigger view of you, and so it's easier to like, support, and show up for you because they can see what you're pushing out. They can see the work that you're doing. They're not looking at you to call them up on a Friday night to hang out and get drinks. They're not looking for you to come through for their birthday. They're not looking for you to go on a date with them on Saturday and stop working so much. They're looking at your product, your effort, your work. So things that stop people who spent time with you and known you for years would be small biases about what they assume you are based on who they think you are, based on the limitations of who they think you might become. Sometimes people see how focused you are in on something and they see how great it's going to be. They get quieter about how great you're doing. Some people who see you every day do not know how you will fit into their lives being better, being bigger, and being greater. Okay? And sometimes that evolves into jealousy. Sometimes that evolves into them creating this invisible blockage in between why they don't reach out anymore, why don't they don't show up anymore, why y'all don't talk anymore. You know what I'm saying? Where y'all didn't have a falling out, you just stopped talking to me. Y'all didn't have a falling out, you just stopped coming over here on Sundays. Y'all didn't have a falling out, you know what I'm saying? The last time you saw them was probably your birthday or Christmas, and y'all just don't talk. Some people get very invested selfishly to a point where if they can't access you the same way they always have, they don't want no parts. They feel like you're lowering their access, and they don't like that. When in reality, you can't grow and be greater and be different and get out of the level of life that you're living without making some changes, without rearranging the access people have to you. And I feel like strangers focus on your work, your service, or your art until they get too fucking comfortable, aka Twitter. I think Twitter was the worst thing for celebrities to get on, aka why. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts. And we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me, hence Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Having you posted the baby, aka what you going to say about your husband cheating on you this week, aka why would you be talking to this girl when you could be talking to someone around your age? Like, it gave people this illusion that they can have access to what a executive may think or do. It gave people this illusion like celebrities were on their level. It gave people this illusion like they can dictate the choices other people made in their lives, hiding behind computer screens, hiding behind their phones. People don't understand boundaries when it comes to the internet. And so if strangers try to get out of the box of you're a fan, this is my art or this is my work that I'm choosing to share with you, but you don't get to have access to my family. You don't get to have access to my relationships. You don't get to have access to my choices that I make in my career. You have to have limits. So strangers be wanting to see other complete strangers get rewarded for the efforts they're putting in, because they would love for someone to see the efforts that they've been putting in life and reward them too. And I think that's why it's so easy for strangers to show up for other people versus showing up for the people around them that they know the most, because they just have this assumption that who you were at 9, you're always going to be. Who you were as a teenager, you're always going to be. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I know what type of job all my family members have. I don't. Some of them I don't care to know. I'm not going to sit here and be like, all the teenagers that's in my family, I know what they do to make money. I don't. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I know how they act with their friends. I don't. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I know the pros and cons of my nephew and niece's relationships that they have. I don't. I don't know those things unless they tell me, unless we have a conversation, unless we have that type of relationship. And I feel like what's so fucked up about strangers being able to see the people we claim we love the most and the people that we claim we're closest with the most is appreciation, lack of appreciation. Not acknowledging them. Lack of empathy. In a stranger's mind, you've done something great in life, and life needs to reward you. And sometimes strangers feel like because your story is good enough, because they've been able to access you and watch you develop, they feel like it is okay for them to be more locked in. And I just hope people get to a point to know, like, all of the great people they are close to, and appreciate them, and ask them about what's going on, and ask them when they need help, and ask them, is there something that I can help take off your plate, and ask them if they have all the resources they need to go to the next level, because you can't know of a cousin that's related to you, not talk to them for over 10 years, and they blow up and you see them on TV, and then all of a sudden you know their number to call them to ask for a favor. All of a sudden you feel like, oh, I just came upon the lick, an extra access of money and a way to buy myself into spaces where I don't deserve to be. No, don't look at people like that. That's not right. Okay? And I think that's why a lot of people find themselves around one creative person. Like, you know how back in the day when rappers would have concerts and there's only one rapper on there that everybody paid to come see, but they got 30 people on stage. That's how it feels to be very creative on your grind, and you have a crowd of 3 million people, and then you got, when you come out on stage, you got 30 people with you. Nobody knows their name. Nobody knows if they done anything to support you. They just know you having a concert and you said to come through. All those 30 people on stage should be contributing to why you're so great as an artist, why you're so great as a painter, why you're so great as a business owner, why whenever you have a problem or emergency, you don't have to talk to complete strangers to get help. You can speak to the people who are around you, who always want to come through when you're having an event, and they don't have to pay. Have some balance and appreciate your people, and stop making strangers be locked in the most. It should be the other way around. But hey, who am I? Who am I to say anything? But thank you so much for checking out She Gets a Pod. I just wanted to get that off. You can find me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. Thank you for every share, every listen. And if you purchase merch from She Gets It Shop, I appreciate you. Feels really good to be back on this pod. I must say.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.